Hey guys, today I wanted to talk about my run as a professional tennis player. Some of you might not know about that, but also how I'm able to get over $2 in revenue per view on YouTube. So guys, this is Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com, and recently I was playing tennis with my wife. It was on Saturday morning. Beautiful morning, and about 7 o'clock, I woke up about 5, but about 7 o'clock, we went over to the tennis courts and we're playing tennis, and it was just perfect. Perfect weather, it was overcast, so it wasn't too hot. The sun was out, but it wasn't beating down on us. Played a nice set of tennis, then came home, and I checked my phone, and in that time, I had received 3 emails notifying me that people had purchased a product that I had just spoken about on my YouTube video. So they purchased it through my affiliate link, and I earned close to $30 in commission, which no big whoop, right? But I went to look at this video that I published, and I had like 11 views. So it was pretty neat to see that something I had put up just a few hours earlier had already received that much revenue. And I wanted to talk about something that, for affiliate marketing, something you need to know and understand. One, the beauty of affiliate marketing and the power behind it all starts with a question, okay? And any service, what you want to do, any service or product should solve someone's problem, okay? It should make life better for them. It should fix an issue they have. Now, I shot a video on my YouTube channel. I was all about thumbnails. Actually, it wasn't about thumbnails. Sorry, it was about some other topic. But someone commented and said, hey, how do you make your thumbnails? So that was the question. Now, something you need to understand is questions, they should always lead to content. Okay, so if someone in your group, on your YouTube channel, on your podcast, on your Facebook page, if they're asking you a question, use that as a way to convert that into content. So what I did is I'm like, well, you know what? I didn't answer his question. I didn't tell him what I do. I said, I will shoot a video and I'll give you the link tomorrow. So what I did is I went home. I was home. The next video I shot, I talked about Thumbnail Blaster, which is a little program you can buy that has some templates for YouTube video thumbnails. Talked about that a little bit. Talked about how I use a combination of that software and then PicMonkey. Talked about how I can do those cool white outlines around my picture to make it pop more. And then I posted an affiliate link to Thumbnail Blaster in my comments. And then also in my cards, okay? That's all I did. And then I published it and I shared, you know, it within some groups and to my email list. But, and I made, you know, $30 while playing tennis. That's the beautiful thing. I was out playing tennis, and then all 3 of those sales came. Actually, 2 of them were sales. 1 was a trial. So if that trial converts, it'll be more like $45 or $50. But questions should always lead to content, which will lead to revenue, right? And so the power in affiliate marketing is being able to follow that procedure. Find those questions, answer them with content, and then drive people to a product that can solve the problem and lead to you receiving revenue. Now, a couple of mistakes I see people making is they find these products that are helpful, but they don't actually use them and they don't know how to use them. The reason that people wanted to purchase from my link is because I was actually in the back end. I was showing them how Thumbnail Blaster works, showing them all the different options. I wasn't just telling them about this product and what it could do. I was showing them what it could do, and I showed them the thumbnail, and it's a very good thumbnail. And so seeing the end result, not just hearing about what it can do, but seeing the sizzle, like the end product and how cool it looked, and that was able to influence people to buy. So there's a lot of affiliate marketers out there who are like, do I need to buy the product to be an affiliate marketer? Yes, you do. All right? You got to. If you're going to be persuasive, and actually have people believe you and trust you, you need to be buying the products that you are selling them. Spencer Meekham, one of the best affiliate marketers out there, he buys a lot of products on JVZoo and Warrior Plus, their online product affiliate places where you can basically send people to a product that's on that system, and there's a funnel, right? So the first thing they land on is a small product, and then they get upsold. He's like, I always buy the front end offer because I want to know if it's good enough. I want to know the quality. I want people to trust me. So you always have to, you know, with rare exceptions, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with doing a review on something or talking about the features of something, but just don't expect to have high conversion rates if you're trying to sell people on something that you haven't bought yourself. For example, I have there's Funnel Builder Secrets, which is a ClickFunnels high-end product. It incorporates 6 or 12 months of the ClickFunnels software and then a bunch of different other materials for like info products for how to get more traffic and how to have a good sales page. I've never bought that, but I do have an article on my site and I'm going to shoot a video about it. It's probably not going to convert very well, right? I'm not going to be able to be as persuasive because I can't really dive into what's in there and show them and tell them how it's helped me. So I try not to do that. I try to only talk about products that I've used personally. So I wanted to jump on real quick, talk about how I made a couple bucks per view. Again, 11 views a couple days ago I had on this YouTube video. But people saw the demonstration. They saw the end result. They saw the thumbnail. They had interest in the product, and they purchased from me. You don't need thousands and thousands of subscribers to make money on YouTube. You don't. What you do need is you do need to publish, and you do need to respond to people who are asking questions. Any question you ever get, use it as a way and think, how can I take this question and produce content that would not only answer this question, but then answer the questions that other people are having? Because if one person's asking the question, there are probably lots of other people who are asking. Last thing I'm going to say, I've been talking a lot about Legendary Marketer lately. There's a 15-day business builder challenge. I get questions often. How do I start? I would like to learn more about an online business. If you want the best overview of A to Z, how to start an online business, what to focus on, the Legendary Marketer Business Builder Challenge. It's a 15-day challenge. You can actually get it done quicker than that, but it's the best training you can get for the price. Okay? Guess what the price is? It's $7, please. You buy a burger or you learn how to build a business and sustain yourself for the rest of your life. It's a no-brainer, unless you really like hamburgers. Unless you really like bacon double cheeseburger from Wendy's or something. Anyway, I will leave a link to Legendary Marketer in the show notes. I would encourage you to check it out. Sign up for the challenge, go through it, spend that $7, and then rock it. Take on this online business world. That challenge will not only talk about affiliate marketing, it also talks about digital products, talks about coaching and consulting, talks about events and masterminds. That basically presents four different business models, how you can make money online the best way. Now you'll notice, well, what about e-commerce and dropshipping and all this stuff? Well, those are lower ticket businesses, and we, in this challenge, they focus on, look, you could spend 100 hours trying to make a dollar sale, or spend 100 hours trying to make a $5,000 sale. What would you rather do? So again, that link will be in the show notes. We will be back with another episode. Ben Arkell, PassiveAutomation.com. I just hit 200 subscribers on YouTube. I want to thank every one of you who subscribed. And if you have not, and if you're interested in affiliate marketing, passive income, building a business online, then please look me up. Until then, guys, we will talk to you on the next podcast. Thanks for tuning in.